That made me football horny.
I will admit right now I'm shook.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, how about that? Mokarum Injury Lawyers. I'm going to let it breathe a little bit. Mokarum Injury Lawyers right there. Hard as hell to say, easy to dial. You or a loved one's ever injured in an accident, you know who the hell to call. Mokarum Injury Lawyers. And remind y'all, dang it, if you're a fan of this old Dirty's Daily and you ain't downloaded that damn Odyssey app yet, you ain't very coachable. Download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Keep us on your hip. Use that rewind feature. Hit all them podcasts. You can listen live. You can take us wherever you go, man. Streaming live every day. You can take us with you. A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, the Texans, they had a preseason game, the final preseason game this weekend. Up in Detroit. Really good football team. One of the favorites in the NFC. Really good in the trenches where I think the Texans are trying to get and want to get. So it was a good matchup. Texans win 26, I'm sorry. Boy, my eyes are failing me. 26-7, where, look, let's be honest. You didn't have a lot of starters. You didn't have many starters that played, right? So I'm going to give you again, if you're a Texans fan that's kind of dialing in because the season's fixing to start, preseason's over, here's what went down. I thought Derek Barnett, you got your two depth edge rushers, your two second-string edge rushers, Derek Barnett and Darrell Taylor, they both played, and the old man Derek Barnett looks good, Ron. Derek Barnett got after the quarterback on the defensive side of the football. The other thing on the defensive side of the football, we did see Christian Harris. Christian Harris was healthy. Christian Harris was healthy and in pads and playing, and he played quite a bit for a preseason game number three.
But he needed to get some work, though.
Yeah, he did. On the offensive side of the football, on that same Christian Harris front, Damian Pierce, we hadn't seen him at all. He did get some run early in this game. And now here's the what I think the brightest spot was for all of us Texans fans in preseason week three. Woody Marks, a running back, Mississippi State, USC, 5 years in college ball, came out. I would imagine is on the more mature side than a guy that stays 3 years and comes out. He bounced around. He's lived a little bit. You know, known for playing the air raid offense. He's caught the ball out of the backfield really well. He's a supernatural catcher of the football. He showed that on Saturday. But I'll be honest with you, I think he probably opened some eyes from a fan perspective on how well he ran the football. He did have a touchdown run, which was a cutback run. But he ran this weekend watching Woody Marks. It was hard to not notice, Ron, how he's thicker than I think most people give him credit for. And he's a better runner. He's twitchier. He's more explosive. The change of direction. Woody Marks is the best back of the backups. You got Joe Mixon and Chubb. I think those two guys, they speak for themselves. That right now, though, obviously it'd be crazy to put a back in those guys in the same sentence with those guys. But of the others, Woody Marks is, and I don't think it's close, to be honest with you. I think Woody Marks is by far the best running back of the others group. And they all pass protected really, really well, so there shouldn't be any reason to hold Woody Marks back. That is the good, right? You got a backup edge rusher, and Derek Barnett looked really good. You got an injured Christian Harris that played and looked like he was healthy. You got an injured Damian Pierce that played and looked like he was healthy. And I think Woody Marks was the bright spot. Also, the two rookies out of Iowa State, the wide receivers Higgins and Hutch, I thought not the two drafted ones, but Higgins and Hutchinson, the older. Hutchinson is the older one. Higgins is a rookie. They got a little bit of run and looked pretty good as well.
Yeah, Johnny was like, I've seen enough of Hutchinson. Yeah, well, he made that first catch.
Yeah, Hutch is going to have to play. I'm not so convinced that Higgins is ready, but Hutchinson obviously is the third best wide receiver on his team right now, all things considered. And I think they're going to lean into him heavily early on until Higgins and Noel and that bunch can get settled in and get used to this pro football thing. The bad of the game, hadn't heard many people talking about this, but there were flashes in that first drive for Detroit where Tim Settle and Foley Fatakasi were in there, and Detroit was getting pushed. Those two guys that are, I mean, they're starting rotation pieces, if not frontline starters for this team. They got pushed around a bit early on with Detroit, and I don't know if it was Detroit's starting unit that was pushing them around. So that's one thing that I saw. Keep an eye on that, because that just simply cannot happen. Tim Settle and Foley Fatakasi cannot get pushed around by backups. And then back on the other front there, Ron, with Harris and Christian Harris on the defensive side of the football, Damian Pierce on the offensive side of the football, they both played, but beyond showing that they're healthy enough to play in a game, neither one of them, to be honest with you, did anything that was like, yeah, we got to have these cats back. Yep, they got to be in this rotation. Yep, that's what we've been missing. I don't know if it's rust. It's unfair to expect them to come out there and just flash all over the field, given they hadn't had any live action. But if we're being honest, it's the sample size that we have is one game and a couple of practices. Yes, they were on the field, but there was nothing flashy about either one of them.
Do you think they needed to show that? Like, do you think, was it more about, hey, let's get them out there, let's see how they're moving, let's see if they're healthy? Do you think Damian and Christian Harris needed to?
I think Damian needed it.
I was going to say, yeah. Christian.
I think Damian needed it.
Seems to be fine.
Christian seems to be a guy that I think it would. I think the ceiling's high enough and the sample size is small enough where I think he just needs to stay healthy at this point in time. But we'll see. We'll see. That's the takeaway from preseason game three that I saw. For what it's worth, if you watched it, there's my thoughts. I do have on the backside of it, outside of the action, there's five questions, Ron, with this football team right now for me that they're going to have to decide in the next 24 hours. Right, cut down date tomorrow. They got to get down to 53-man roster. They got to decide on practice squad. They got to decide on who they're going to expose to the waiver wire and who they're going to cut and who they're going to bring back and all that kind of jive, right? Five things that matter with the Houston Texans right now. Does Damian Pierce make this team? Joe Mixon, who we learned today, it's official. He's not just not going to be ready for game one. He's not going to be here for a month. He's out for the first 4 weeks of the season, right? But even with the Joe Mixon injury, you've got good running back depth. You got guys that can tote the rock, that don't turn the ball over, and you got guys that can pass protect across the board. I think that's the biggest thing for me, Ron, to be honest with you. The biggest takeaway about this training camp is the running back's pass protection. They didn't have one guy out there that you'd say, boy, he ain't worth a damn in pass protection. These guys really stood out in pass protection. Joe Mixon, take him off the table because he's hurt for the first month. Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, Dare Agumbawale, Damian Pierce, and Jawar Jordan. Those are your five options right now at the running back position. The question is, does Damian Pierce make this team?
I think he has to now. Unless they are eyeing somebody outside of the organization to bring him in. And I wouldn't be upset if they were doing that, because I do think now, at least for a month, it's a different ball game, because I don't think they're going to view Nick Chubb or use Nick Chubb the way they used Joe Mixon at times last year. And that was Joe Mixon, you're the first, second, and third down back, and maybe we sneak Damian Pierce in for two carries a ball game. I don't think they're going to do that. So I think he makes the team, and I think he's fine. But I wouldn't be surprised if they said, all right, man, we need somebody that we can trust and depend on a little bit more than Damian.
I'm going to straddle the fence on this one, Ron. I have no idea. I have no idea. But it would not.
I would like to take that one, too.
Here's the deal. I think they are more than comfortable with Nick Chubb, Woody Marks, and Dare Agumbawale. And here's why I have no idea, because I think if they can trade him, they're going to trade him. I think if they can make a move and trade him before, like even if it's just to move up in, from a seventh round pick to a sixth round pick, I think they're going to move Damian Pierce. If not, it's going to be hard to cut bait there. I think they're really comfortable with Chubb, Marks, and Dare Agumbawale. But Pierce, boy, gosh dang it. Even with the mix and stuff, I still don't feel good about it. All right, number two. Do the Texans keep four tackles, Ron, knowing that they've got inside offensive line problems? And even right now, they still got a guy in Lakin Tomlinson that they brought in. They got a guy that they picked up off the streets. He got cut by New England at center. And they got Ed Ingram, who Minnesota couldn't wait to push out of the building after giving him 2-3 years worth of opportunity there. There's still problems on that inside offensive line. Do they keep four tackles knowing that's the more the issue is inside?
It seems like a lot, but I think they do because I think they can use Titus Howard as a tackle or an interior guy, right? I think with they because to me I think the thought is who do we if something were to happen with the exception of center if something were to happen somewhere do we want Juice Scruggs to go in, Patterson to go in? Or do we want Cam Robinson or Blake Fisher to go in? And really, I would say Cam Robinson right now, if Titus and Ursary are your tackles. I think they would say we'd rather have Cam go in which they would then just slide. They would slide
Titus
back into the guard spot. So I think they will keep all four of them because, one, I don't think they want to – they want to quit on a guy they drafted in the second round that started playoff games for them last year.
That's Blake Fisher.
And I don't think they want to just throw away $12 million on the number one, offseason move they made to the offensive line.
It's Cam Robinson, right?
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think they keep him. I think they keep all four of them, and I think they take the road of Titus Howard as your inside answer if you have problems. And I'm going record. I don't like it. They don't trust Fisher. They clearly don't like Robinson as much as they do a rookie, and Howard could potentially move if anybody other than your center is hurt. That part of it I don't like. So, but I do think they keep the four tackles. I think they keep Trent Brown around on some list where they can keep him in the building as well. All right, number three, what do the Texans do at safety, Ron? No C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Jimmy Ward is obviously a no-go as well with his legal issues. You got Kalen Bullock, MJ Stewart, Russ Yeast, Jalen Reed, Jalen Petrie, Miles Bryant, Arthur Mollett. You got some options there. What do they do at the safety position? I think that's a big question as well.
Yeah, we'll see what were the health of Gardner Johnson before in the next 2 weeks. But I think if he isn't able to go, and I don't think they should rush him, but if he isn't able to go, I think they probably start with an MJ Stewart and then maybe Jalen Reed is somebody that could be lurking in the background. I think some people aren't going to love this, but I think you could see some versatility used with Jalen Petrie if Gardner Johnson isn't ready and maybe he's not exclusively playing in that role they kind of had him in last year when he was playing. So that's the two big things. I think MJ Stewart probably is the one that slides in if Gardner Johnson isn't able to go, and I think they'll use Jalen Petrie. And I think Jalen Petrie is better than he was 2 years ago when he was getting benched
Yeah.
against the Browns.